Welcome to A Woman's Heart. This is Lisa Granger. It is a new year, and many people like to do New Year's resolutions. Our guest today, though, wants to challenge you to go for your purpose instead of just a resolution that is quickly discarded. Darlene Lawson is a Christian life coach, speaker, and writer. Her passion is to help women connect the dots from pain to purpose. Darlene has adult children and lives in Michigan, where she encourages others through Hearts with a Purpose. I know you are going to enjoy our conversation with Darlene Lawson today. Welcome back to A Woman's Heart, Darlene. I have been looking forward to this conversation. For those who don't know, Darlene has been on our show before and really enjoyed having you, and looking forward to talking about stuff for the new year. Thanks for joining us, Darlene.
Oh, Lisa, thank you so much for having me back. It's a delight to see you and to be here.
Well, thank you. Well, as I mentioned, some people may have heard you before, but just in case they don't know you, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself so they get to know you.
Okay. I am all for women growing and becoming all that God has created them for. I'm a life purpose coach starting my 15th year.
Wow, congratulations.
Life purpose coach, thank you. Grief loss coach, recovery coach, and an author and a speaker. And I do life over at heartswithapurpose.com. And so, you know, Lisa, I'm just all about God and His Word and women growing, and not to stop, not to let fear, not to let anxiety, not to let pain points stop them from becoming all that He has created them to become.
Okay. And you do such a good job of that as well.
Well, thank you. It's so in me, and it can't go away. It's just the way He's wired and made me and called me.
Yes, I believe it. And like I said, I think you do a wonderful job of that. And I am looking forward, because we're going to be talking with a new year. A lot of people do New Year's resolutions, and I know you do such a fabulous job of coaching and encouraging. I would love for us to talk about like the New Year's resolutions, but I also know you have a slightly different twist on that. So, you know, tell us a little bit about what you think of New Year's resolutions and how people can get started on that, and kind of what your thoughts are on that.
Well, you know, I've lived a few decades, and so I do recall a time in my story that the calendar would be flipped over to the new year. And I would look at it thinking, what's going to change? It's just a mundane, stuck, at that time, midlife, like, oh, you know, what's going to last? What's going to really count? I was teaching and loved to teach, but I was really, Lord, what else? You know, what else? So yeah. I was right there. So when the flip of the calendar comes over, I'll tell you, Lisa, counselor's offices are full in January and February. And it's because people make it through the holidays, and then it's like they see the whole calendar year, is my guess, and like, now what? Yeah. And so I'm all about not looking at the resolutions, because too many times those set us up to fail.
Yeah.
And because they don't last. You know, we've heard the diets, we've heard the, I'm going to do this, I'm going to clean the house, I'm going to keep it organized, I'm going to stay off social media, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It slammed at the gym in January.
Yes. Yes. And rates go way up, or I mean, their numbers go way up. Absolutely. And so it's my desire is for women to look at, what is it that will cause your heart to lift, to live, to love, and to really want to live life large. This is our only opportunity. And as we enter this new year, what is it that will stir your heart? Life is hard and life is messy. And
yes,
there's
is.
A lot of pain points. And so, you know, I want women, and if maybe this session here today will stir their hearts to examine, what will cause you to want to get up out of bed each day? What will it be? Because the resolution will wear off. It just does, because that's not what drives you. It's your purpose.
Yeah.
It's your passion
yeah.
that drives you, just like you do your radio show. Why do you do that? We were talking a little bit about that earlier.
Yes, we were.
You know, that drives you, right?
Yeah, it does. It helped me get out of bed this morning, because I was really, really tired this morning.
Yes. And so, you know that, and you know that excitement that burns in your heart. That's where I coach women toward, is that life purpose, why you still have breath. So I would challenge our listeners to think about that. What stirs your heart?
Yeah. And a lot of times with the resolutions, you know, you go, oh, I'm going to have this great goal and I'm going to do this. And then when it doesn't happen immediately, it's very disappointing and it's very easy to just give it up. Whereas if it's a deeper, like you meant, a deeper purpose and a more of a yearning and what really makes our heart burn, you may be able to suffer a setback or some disappointment, but then be able to get up and keep going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that you're going to want to keep going and keep learning, just like how, with your announcing with the radio and all that you've learned. Mm-hmm. And as writing books, all that I've learned and thinking, oh my goodness, well, it's a continuation because you know that's what you're to be doing and that joy and that passion. You know, I think back to my story that I started with about looking at the calendar and saying, you know, I was teaching and I loved to teach, but see what was happening there was a shift was occurring in my life. And so if any woman's listening, is God doesn't just empty or deplete us of our past skills. It could be a transitioning saying, no, I'm just shifting you over here to a different audience. Mine was from children to women. And he was causing me to shift and to look at what stirs my heart. Mm-hmm. And so your skills are within you, and it just may be a different audience or a different way he wants you to get your message out there.
Yeah. I tell my kids who are young adults now, and they're still trying to kind of figure things out. But even as an adult, you know, I've been adulting for a couple of years now. there's still that, you know, oh, well, I used to do this and I really loved it, but we never know how God's going to use those skills, like your teaching skills, even though you're not teaching in a classroom, you're still using the teaching skills in coaching. And so you never know how he's going to, I tell him, you never know how the puzzle pieces are going to fit. And you could use one skill here or one desire here, and then maybe the desire turns into a career, or maybe it turns into a hobby. Maybe it turns into a volunteer opportunity. Maybe it turns into writing a book or speaking, or you just never necessarily know how God's going to use everything that has happened in your life to make connections or to make a new goal or stir a new passion. Or sometimes I've spoken to people, they've had a deep desire in their heart before and it kind of gets buried with life. And then something happens and it kind of sparks it again. And then they go off on it in a similar driven passion, but in a different way than they expected it to.
Correct. The unfolding. And I believe for us, a lot of it's to our reliance upon the Lord. Mm-hmm. I mean, to realize we cannot do our purpose. Our purpose is beyond ourselves. Yeah. And I mean, it's, for example, you said the teaching. The teaching gift is from God. And I knew from the time I was 9, Lisa, that I was going to be a teacher. But in my 40s, when it was shifting to women, this is what I said to God, which was very proud of me to say, well, Lord, I'll teach them. Just bring them to me and I'll coach them. Well, no, what he was doing then was, no, we're going to shift your teaching to a different level. It's called writing. See, that's where I've had to really press into the Lord is say, writing? Me writing? Yes, you writing. You're just going to take the teaching and you're going to rely on me. And so you don't become a puffed up, proud person. And oh yeah, now I get that a little bit clearer, Lisa.
Yeah.
So, you know, He will not waste anything in our life as long as we stay moldable.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so important because we can choose to get off the potter's wheel.
Yeah.
And it's staying moldable and surrendered, like you had shared about how he's going to do it.
Yeah, I think you're very right in that one. And I know how you mentioned earlier, taking your pain and doing that purpose. Can you tell us a little bit more, dive into a little bit more about that? Because I know there has been a lot of pain in your life, and that has been a lot of the driving force behind helping others to get through and use their pain.
You are correct. You are correct. I lived in a very toxic, covert, abusive, emotionally, mentally, financially, marriage for over a quarter of a century. Mm. I did not know the term of it until 22 years into the marriage. And with 3 children that I loved immensely, there was no way I wanted to hang on as long as I could to see what God was going to do. And I literally did wait to see what God was going to do. And it collapsed. And you know how scripture is very clear, a house built on the sand will not last, it will smash. And it smashed and splattered and hurt immensely my three children and myself. But it was time because I had exposed the abuse.
Yeah.
And so the pain I lived in for, I lived in emotional pain growing really bad for probably a good 10 years at least, where I had prayed to die for about 3 years in between that. And then I began to lose loved ones. And that was the wake up call. That I realized if I would have died, I would have died in a lie. People would have thought my marriage was all very wonderful and great. And yet it was me, the covert abuse is when it's hidden and it's just for those in the house to see. And so it was, I had exposed that after losing two family members. And Hearts with a Purpose came through all that pain, heart attacks. I really have lost two of my family members. And so I chose to allow God in. I don't want to say God broke me, but I did. My life went to pieces in all areas. But I allowed him into the mess and I wrestled it out with God. And I'm thankful that I stayed in the Word, thankful for the support around me and the Holy Spirit, Lisa.
Yeah.
And so the pain, Hearts with a Purpose, is because of the pain, but also I had prayed during the bookends of death for what was my purpose? Why was I still alive? Because I lived in this dysfunction. Why am I still alive, God? What is it you have for me? Because I was so negated and whittled down, Lisa. So
yeah,
he does take our pain and use it for purpose. But again, there's something else. It's his way, but also it's his timing. And, you know, we were talking about that with something you said earlier. Timing, that's one area that when things don't go as fast as we want or how we expect, oh, we can just say, bag it, God.
Oh, yeah. I am not the most patient person. We can get very impatient and we can paint our own pictures and be very upset when God doesn't go along with it.
That is correct. So, you know, I just waiting and his unfolding is just so precious because he gets the glory when we wait and wait for his unfolding, his connecting, like you said, with people. Meeting you has been a delight, and even getting to meet you last summer was a delight. And so it is wonderful to watch his unfolding, his weaving into our stories.
Yeah, it really is. And I love how you just never know who God's going to bring into your life and how it's all going to work. And yes, I had met you online or over the phone, but it was a delight to meet you in person and get to hug you over the summer. That was great.
That was
really nice. Now, you had a couple of questions on, like, instead of the resolutions, we've talked about not really doing a resolution, but really finding your purpose and then asking some other questions on, I love how you talked about when you flipped that calendar, you really felt kind of stuck. And what is it? And I think that looking at that new calendar, there's things that you want to stay the same, but then there's things you want to change, but you're not really sure how to go about making that change. So I think that's where the resolutions come from. For me, it's like new year, new you. You know, it's a new year. It's kind of that fresh start. Fortunately, we can start fresh every morning. Lamentations, you know, for your mercies are new every morning.
Absolutely.
And then with the new year, to me, the resolutions are a goal to try to reach something to change. Instead of the resolutions, what are the other questions maybe you should be asking as we're looking at the new year to go forward and maybe get some of those changes going?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm just going to throw out questions that helped me shift when I knew it was away from children to women. Is number one is, what do you do that will cause your heart to lift each day? Mm-hmm. Like, is it going to play music? Is it running? What will cause your heart to lift? That you have to pay attention to and see, not every woman's is alike. Mine was taking 20 minutes out and reading women's books. That fed my heart. That fed my soul because I wanted to turn around and give that back out. So it's like learning what will bring your heart a lift. And see, women get so busy and so going.
Yeah.
You have to really pay attention if you're stuck. Okay, what can I do today? What is it? Don't wait till midnight to do something for yourself. And that's where you have to learn to really start doing that self-care as a woman and saying, what do I want to do that will bring my heart a lift? Also, another one, Lisa, is to think about your pain points. And, you know, I would suggest, ladies and gentlemen, hold up your hands and look at your hands and say, if you could offer hope to someone with the stories in your palm of your hands, what people group is that? And then what is in your palm of stories that you want to give out there to people? Mm-hmm. What is the story? Is it that you have gone through cancer and you want to help other women maybe that are facing cancer? Or is it that you have a story here that you were abused as a child and you want to help those women? Or is it that you lost your home to a fire and you care for those families that lose their homes to fire and you want to reach out? What pain, what story, and then to whom do you want to offer that hope to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are some questions. I would take it that way. Ask yourself, look at the year. I think too many times we shrink down and look at small bites. Look at the whole year, 2023, and say, by the end of the year, what do you want to have accomplished?
Yeah.
So go big picture. You know, I hope by 2023, I've already submitted the book that's being looked at right now, that book's already done, and now it will come out, waiting to know. But I'm guessing that book will be out 2024, and that's on grief and loss.
Okay.
Lisa, I'm waiting on more details, and that is publishers look at that book right now. So look ahead, though. Look at the end of December and say, what do I want to have accomplished? Because if it's, I want to lose 50 pounds, well, then start breaking that up. Go backwards.
Yeah, and then work back.
Correct. You know, if you want to have a book written, well, then let's break it up. Let's start. Start and go, all right, January, I'm going to have one chapter. February, one chapter. It's the same as I want to clean my house, but I'm a hoarder. Well, then you start with one room. Okay, by the end of the year, the whole house is going to be empty. So we go backwards and say, okay, let's break it up. And I think because it's a process, our growth inside is a process. It's mm-hmm. not going to happen overnight.
Darn it.
And we haven't gotten far. If we've got a lot of lies and mistaken beliefs sticking to us, it's going to take time to get rid of those sticky post-it notes mm-hmm. and then to live from the truth inside out.
Yeah, it is. It takes a lot. And I love how you touched on the mental part. And one of the things you mentioned with holding our story, what is our story, our pain point, and then who do you want to share it with? One of the things that I thought of is being able to share. So many times, I think for women, we think we're the only ones. We're going through something, and we know, maybe we know in our heads that we're not really the only ones, but then there's that part of you that's like, yeah, but nobody's really going through what I'm going through and in my situation. And yes, everyone is unique in that not everybody has the exact same parents and siblings and friends and city, not everything about it. But at the same time, there's something about sharing that story and somebody else goes, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one, that I think allows them to then have the courage to get out and do what they need to do or have the encouragement to do or whatever it is. And we mentioned, I love sharing these stories and women's stories. And I think that's a large part of it, is because then when we hear that story, even if it's not very grand, because fortunately, thank God, I've not had to battle cancer. I've not had to battle an abusive relationship. I've not had to do a lot of other things that we think of are a grand testimony. But there are still things that I struggle with. And I can't believe I'm the only one. And so then when you share that with other people, they go, oh, yeah, no, I'm not the only one. And I think it gives them the freedom to do what they need to do or the encouragement to do what they like to do. And so when you were bringing that up, that was one of the things I thought of. And, yeah, when you're just talking about and going forward and then breaking it up, and then the mental part of it, I think, is key. And how do you – you have this goal, but then you mentioned the mental part. There's a lot of mindsets and lies that we listen to that would then hold us back. We have a great goal. We really want to hit this goal, but then there's something mentally in our brains that maybe trips us up. How would you suggest that we kind of get over those little hurdles in our mind?
Well, you have to starve them out, and you have to put the truth. It's just like uprooting the weed.
Mm-hmm.
They're limiting beliefs,
and
they're things we picked up from our childhood. And it could be we just picked them up from hearing others talk. And so we pick them up, and we think we process as a child or whatever. And then we pick them up and think that's the truth, and it's not.
Yeah.
Something I read this week and reread it and had underlined it. Our thoughts, our mind is an estate. And I want you to think about it. Our mind is an estate. And when I read that word estate, I thought, wow. Because when you think of an estate, you think of you know, you've inherited it, or it's somebody's, mm-hmm. right? Belonging. Yeah. Well, our mind is an estate, and it's in a spiritual estate. And when I think about that, I think, oh my goodness, wow, who am I giving control of my estate to? My thoughts, my
mind. The executor?
Because, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
And see, our mind, you know, the Lord tells us in Romans 12, we are to transform our thoughts. I mean, so we know what his will is, Romans mm-hmm. 12, 1 and 2, and we know what is acceptable and good. So it's, Lisa, our thoughts, we have to want to transform them to the truth. And, you know, my four books that are out right now, what I did is the way I wrote those is that I took a lie. I took a lie, like I'm anxious, like, or one was, I can't change, can't change, can't change. I've heard that a lot. I can't change, I can't change. Well, you believe that? That's a lie, because scripture says, yes, you can. I can do all things through Christ.
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That doesn't mean we're Superman woman. It means what he's called us to, we can do. And so what we do is these limiting beliefs, you know, making excuses. Well, I don't know how to do that, and I'm 50 or 60. Well, why do you think you know, if you've never done it before, why do you think you're going to know how to do it now?
Mm-hmm.
You're not. So it's okay to wobble, just like when you learn to ride a bike. It's okay to wobble when you're 50 and 60, because there's the encore years that you've got something here God's got for you.
Yeah.
And so our mind is huge. Our mindset will and can put a lid on our purpose if we mm-hmm. do not grow our thoughts to truth.
Yes, definitely. I completely agree.
You know, fear was something I think I may have shared in our last visit, but fear was a tag along of mine for many, many years. And I was trapped in the abuse because of fear. Mm-hmm. So I had to battle. And I felt like I was cutting through the fear with one verse. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power. He's given us love, and he's given us a sound mind.
Yeah.
So with all the world craziness that's going on in our world, that's a great verse to do battle with, 2 Timothy 1:7, because mm-hmm. that is a disciplined mind. That's a mind under his control, because he says, I haven't given you a spirit of fear,
yeah.
but I've given you power. I've given you love, and I've given you a sound mind or disciplined mind. But see, that's back to us, Lisa. Are we going to just let our minds flip-flop to whatever news feed mm-hmm. or channel we listen to, or are we going to anchor to truth?
Yeah, it's very difficult not to get caught up in all of that. And I know that there's a lot of times for me, I'll go, oh man, I know it's a choice. I need to choose this, but it doesn't feel like that in the moment because of, like you mentioned, the previous wiring, things that we heard. And one of the other things I thought is there were coping mechanisms that we may have had when we were younger, that then as an adult, I've been challenged a couple of times that it may have worked for you. That's why you may react or think or do that particular thing, because growing up, that is what worked. It doesn't work anymore.
Now, one of the biggest, and I have to tell you, I wrote a blog on it in 2022. The women can read it, but it's the one about I have on my site about withholding and why do women withdraw? That is a powerful one with numbers that I've seen women, and the second guessing women have, which stops them, which is doubt, which is fear.
Yeah.
And those you have to choose, like we were talking a few minutes before about, you get going in life and then all of a sudden your thoughts of, they can be, you know, who do I think I am? I mean, these thoughts, the enemy's going to try to get you to stop you, and you have to choose and say, no, those lies I'm walking away from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I know what he's called me to do. Am I going to keep obeying?
Yeah, you brought up obedience. And I think that can, for me, every now and again, it's been like, I kind of know what I'm supposed to do, but I don't really want to, or I don't feel like it. But then there's that obedience piece where you're like, God didn't suggest that this might be a good thing for us to do. There's some times where he's been very clear in what we are to do. And I think often there's a line that says a lot of times we are educated beyond our level of obedience. And that has been very powerful to me, is to go, okay, that, or another verse that I've heard is, what are you pretending not to know? And it's kind of like, no, what am I pretending not to know? And that I know I'm supposed to do something, but I need to do it, even if I don't feel like it, being obedient. And
absolutely.
I think there can be a lot of that. In our purpose.
You know, that's my third book, I'll tell you, Lisa, is the feelings, because it's our thought life. And our thought life is to drive our life, to think on things that are true. Our feelings are fickle. And too many times our feelings can sabotage our call. You know, I don't feel like anyone pays attention to me. I don't feel like God's even seeing me. I don't feel like God's coming through. You know, it's taken 3 months to get this book written. You know, we can just do that. And our feelings can deceive us.
Yes.
And so the third book, I tell you, it's like I teach women how to have those feelings bow. They have to bow down and the truth must come over them. Because he tells it, the Lord warned us in Corinthians, Paul wrote about cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity. Yeah. So it's like, no, his word has to be higher. And when we let his word higher and reign over us, the feelings do line up. Yeah. They do come to play, and that's really healthy. There is a way God made us to work, Lisa. There really is. I wondered at one time in my life, how is this supposed to work?
Yes.
Body, soul, and spirit.
Yes, yes. I think when we do, we put ourselves in the correct order that he tells us to, it does kind of work.
It does. He does. He's God.
Yes, yes. Amazingly, he tells us to do things not because of his own ego, but because he knows that's what works best for us. Because he loves us. And
we're creating his image. Yes. I mean, we're creating his image. So, you know, the blueprint is his word. And it's like, okay, let me obey it because of a love relationship, not because we're fearful of a whipping or a spanking.
Yes, that is true. Yeah. And there's a very different heart response in that and doing it because we love him and we know he loves us as opposed to, oh, I have to do this or I'm bad or it's more of a fear response. Well, Darlene, I have had so much fun. And I know most of our conversation has been about encouraging people to go for their what they want to accomplish in the year and everything else. Not so much a resolution, but finding it in their purpose. But is there anything else you would like to say or encourage someone to go for that dream, that purpose, what they feel God's placed in their heart, the story to share?
Absolutely. And I would say this is it's going to be tough. It's not a cakewalk. Life is hard. There's disappointment. But when you choose to follow God and stay in the Word, because life's hard and messy, he will be faithful because that's who he is, because he can't deny himself because he's faithful God. So stay in the word. It is one step at a time.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a reason he told us to live just in today. I call them day tight compartments. But I think of this verse in Revelation 4:11, worthy are thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you did create all things. And because of your will, they existed and were created. And if you were to look that up in the King James, I believe it's for thou hast created and all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. We bring God pleasure when we're doing what he's created us for.
Oh, good. And I think it brings us joy as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So I wish you all a great new year. And for you, Lisa.
Thank you. And to you. And if somebody wants to connect with you, what's the best way for people to connect with you?
Come to my website, heartswithapurpose.com, and you could sign up for 30 minutes of complimentary coaching. And for any listener within the first week of the new year listening to this, if you want to come on over and sign up for a 90-day intense coaching plan, I'll give you $200 off.
Oh.
And because you heard it here with Lisa, and you can also receive my first book free over at my website, heartswithapurpose.com.
Okay. And they are wonderful. They are wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. And Darlene, thanks again so much for joining us today on A Woman's Heart. And really appreciate you coming and sharing.
Thank you. And Happy New Year, Lisa.
Happy New Year. Thanks so much for joining me today on A Woman's Heart. This is Lisa Granger. If you enjoyed our conversation with Darlene Lawson today, please go to our website at wmbgradio.com/A Woman's Heart. Thanks again and have a very blessed day.